What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ground ball.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There it is. You hear it. And then soon after, he wore the double bubble hat. And Allie just can't, her mind can't comprehend the double bubble hat.
I feel like it's I'm the thing. Braves mother, where I'm just like, you've worked so hard to be here. You're a millionaire and you're putting a double bubble hat on your head.
To be fair, a lot of the home run celebrations in Major League Baseball probably don't make mothers happy. You know, there's a lot of just, what was it? Was it last year? Was the summer sausage? Do you remember that? There was a team that had like a summer sausage that they would throw around the dugout.
I think it was the Brewers, wasn't it?
Might have been the Brewers or the Twins or something like that. Yeah. They just had an old summer sausage that they would just throw to each other. And the person
nothing
who
like,
ate the last home run would just
like,
keep it.
You know, a bunch of guys throwing the sausage around.
Yeah, so Paul.
Boys will be boys.
Good. And to your point, Allie, I think the double bubble bucket hat is better for the walk-off. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Until a hat company decides that it's not licensed and they're infringing.
Again,
on.
it's just a bucket. You know what I mean? It's just a bucket. calm down, hat company. It's just a bucket, man. But
did you like double bubble better or Big League Chew?
That's easy. Big League Chew.
No, I think I was double bubble.
Yeah, neither one of them necessarily held their flavor too
long. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Or the fruit stripe. That's the worst one. Zebra.
Fruit stripe. Yeah. Anyways. The Braves.
Oh, the zebra. Win. Yeah, I remember that zebra gum.
Yeah,
that, right. That wasn't. Yeah, that didn't last long.
4-3 last night on the back of Grant Holmes and company being able to get it done.
Grant Holmes was good last night, man.
Another one run victory. 8 in a row, we talked about it earlier. Just insane to really put. But yeah, I'm with you. Let's talk about Grant Holmes for a second. 6 1/3. One earned. And it's not like, and we keep saying this, and I have to add this caveat. Everybody's like, well, it's not like the Nationals are knocking the cover off the ball. Okay, you just got beat 2 out of 3 from the Pirates, who just fired their manager. It is what
it
is.
Can we not,
wins are wins in Major League Baseball.
Can we not do that? Can because that's a Major League Baseball team, and Grant Holmes, a guy who was basically out of options with the Dodgers. They got, you know, basically sent him packing, and you brought him up on what, Father's Day last year? In a spot, he came in a game on Father's Day in relief, a long relief of, I believe, Charlie Morton, and he all of a sudden he just came on, and now he's starting, and he's become a guy that every fifth day he goes out there and gives you 6 innings, 2 to 3 runs earned, and which is a quality start.
Yeah.
And last night he held a team that is not the greatest team to 1 run in 6 innings. That is it. Like, I don't want to hear that. It was only the Dodgers when he did it against them, wasn't it? I mean, that's one of the best lineups in baseball. So, and I know it's not you doing it, but I hate that. I hate the caveat thing drives me nuts. Or a guy went out there and did his freaking job.
Yeah, and again, that's why I bring it up. It's like, dude, I don't care. Like, I don't care. It's the whole sack conversation
you and I have.
Well, it was a second effort sack. Oh, I don't care. It's a freaking sack.
When you have 31 of them. In a season, I'll take all the second effort ones I can get.
And isn't it funny, too? I'm just looking at Allie because I know she deals with this. Isn't it funny how the male mind works where it's like, I can't remember what I ate for lunch yesterday, but I can remember the fact that when you started talking about Grant Holmes on Father's Day coming to release of Charlie Morton, I'm like, yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. I don't know how, of all things, that's what pops into our minds. It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely remember the summer sausage and the Milwaukee Brewers dugout, and I don't remember, you know, what kind of shoes my kids wear.
I just think of the guy that will write that on Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I remember what you were that guy in college, and you're like, you were the guy that the girl was like, yeah, I'll take one for the team. And yet you're okay.
You're the guy
sitting here saying, yeah, but it was a Nationals. Like, oh, does that make you feel better about who you are?
No,
cool.
There's nothing going on.
So irritated.
The Nationals do have, I think, the worst ERA in Major League Baseball. But we got four runs. I was going to say, and you know what's interesting about this yesterday? And I was thinking, watching the game, guys, tell me if I'm wrong. Strangely enough, and we've always talked about the four-run plateau when it comes to the Braves. If they don't score four, they, like, never win, and it's been that way for a couple of years now. But I was watching, and I was sitting there watching them last night, and somehow they looked better last night offensively. Even the outs they were getting looked like—
Because they were hitting the ball
They
hard.
Looked like hard-hit yeah. balls. Like, even yeah. Ozzie Albies had a line out. I think Sean Murphy had a line out to the outfield. It was like, one of these is going to fall at some point. Dude. And it did when you needed it most. I don't know why I felt like just suddenly their offense looked better. But it just did. It just looked better last night.
Because Ozuna hit a home run. And Verdugo had two hits at the top of the lineup. And
it probably has more to do with Verdugo
and you had,
than Ozuna, yeah.
What was it? Three straight two-out singles? Three straight two-out singles to produce the first two runs.
Yeah.
And then you give it up. You tie the game. They tie the game up. And then you go to the ninth. And Eli White leads off with a single. Mm. And then Nick Allen gets a sacrifice. And then Verdugo comes up and gets a single right in the middle. So it was like when your backs were against the wall, you went boom, boom, boom. And all three of those are production. A sacrifice in this lineup,
Talk dirty.
Is producing.
Woo!
Okay? You might as well Ehrlich Bachman'd it. And pulled it out on the table for us and showed us what you were worth and then hit a home run or something.
Bring me all the sack bumps.
Yeah.
Do you think because of that error that Nick Allen made, he was immediately like, guys, I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Yeah.
I got to do it.
I don't
it.
Know.
I think Nick Allen should always sacrifice himself because his glove is better than his bat. And he earned – but look, give him credit, guys. Got a 300 on base percentage for what he's doing. He's at the nine hole. Yeah, maybe Allie. Maybe he was like, I'll do whatever. I just think that when you have guys like that, and then they can immediately go in there and not only pick up the team from their own mistake, but you know, you pick them up too, is what Eli and Verdugo did.
Yeah, I tweeted it last night when he makes the error and throws it Pat Matt Olson, both runs score to tie the game. I was like, dude, what a time for your first year of the season. He's been so stinking good. At shortstop, the arm strength's not great, but man, his range is insane.
And he rushed it.
And it goes back to the double play they turned when he turned it at second, and Ozzie gets the ground ball with C.J. Abrams, I think, was grounding into. Like, dude, that is a fast runner. And his turn at second base was insanely good, and he doesn't have the arm strength to make it look any better than it already was.
Yeah, sometimes that release can make up for that just pure, you know, arm strength that he doesn't, that Arcia had, that he doesn't. I think they scored that as a single and a throwing error.
Yeah.
So it means one of those runs was earned for Iglesias. And the only reason I point that out is if the scorer is thinking through that in real time, you got to think that maybe in Allen's mind, he rushes it just because he thinks that runner takes off and is already rounding. Yeah. But the throwing error is what
made
him
score.
It's
like a weird double clutch. He had like a double clutch in his glove, which Iglesias, I don't know if that ball had Vaseline on or what, but Iglesias just dealt with the same thing at the mound.
Dropped it, then couldn't reach for it blindly, couldn't grab
like,
it.
Like
and
a
then,
little league game for a minute
yeah.
there.
And that's funny how those things work. Yeah. But you know what? Let's now get to the greatest top five in the morning shift
Boo
history.
This man. Boo!
That's right. Little Baron Burton's W sauce. And then you do have the Bloody Mary mix. I got to bring Allie some. She's got to remind me, and I got to bring her some Bloody Mary mix.
100%.
And New Round Brewing, the Owl End Lager. I got to go hang out with my boy Chaz. We were supposed to catch up, and then, you know, the baby happened and stuff.
Life comes at you fast.
The Owl End Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. All right. So you guys were hammering me about your top five. And I can never dwindle top five songs or bands or anything down. It's just tough for me. That's one I didn't want to do a TV show list. I was going to do a food-related one, but it kept popping in my head is James Parrish and Jalen Walker. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be themed.
Okay.
Pass rush duos, which is one we hope this turns into for us. And there's some lists that are out there. I don't agree with them necessarily. And I start thinking, and you got to go through some of the greatest pass rushers of all time. And I mix this with guys that I watched and guys that I also saw parts of their career and maybe I don't recall as much the full duo. I remember some of these guys, but there's one that popped in my head is my nostalgic pick, my number six, my honorable mention, as you should say. And it's two guys that played in Pittsburgh for only 3 years. It is Greg Lloyd and Kevin Green. Now, remember, Lil Squid in 93, 94, 95. You know what? I'm 10, 11, and 12. And I see this dude with like the neck roll and the big face mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 95 on one side. And then this dude that looks like some kind of Game of Thrones extra.
Looks like a wrestler, which he was.
Yeah, Kevin Green with the long hair and the beard and the Steelers. These guys in only three seasons combined for 58 sacks in their tenure.
Wow.
The best season coming in 1994 when they had a combined 24 sacks. So that's my honorable mention.
Solid.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not supposed to start with number one, right? You're supposed to start with number five.
I think it's number five first.
Okay. Number five for me is two other guys that I watched for years. They played in four straight Super Bowls together. One of them played here in Atlanta and is an Alabama player.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cornelius Bennett and Bruce Smith, they're my fifth best pass rush duo of all time.
Wow.
They played nine seasons together, totaling 157 and a half sacks from 87 to 95, including two seasons of back-to-back in 87-88 of 20 and a half sack seasons combined.
Yeah, when you said Bama player, I thought Derek Thomas was coming out, but Cornelius Bennett, definitely a stud.
All right, this is another one that I got to watch. One of them also played here as well. These two played for the Colts in the heyday of the Colts. Dwight in Indianapolis. Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis played from 2003 to 12 together. That was 10 seasons. They combined for 186 sacks, including the peak year of 2004, where they combined for 26 and a half sacks. These guys were absolutely lethal. We always remember Indianapolis for the offense.
I was going to say.
But these guys were dominant.
How many Hall of Famers came off of those Indianapolis rosters from that era, man? A lot of them on offense, but definitely a couple of studs on defense. That's good. We're good so far.
All right. This is another Alabama
Roll Tide
product. I watched these guys play as well. I remember watching them so many years. They were fun to watch. Neil Smith and Derek Thomas. And Neil Smith was what, like more like a five technique, Mike?
Yeah,
edge and a 3-4. And Derek Thomas was that stand-up guy. These guys played only 8 seasons together because Neil left for the Broncos, but they combined for 181 sacks from 89 to 96, including a 29.5 sack season in 90 and a 29 sack season in 92. Dude, there were some great 3-4 defenses that had pass rush back then, and this was one of them.
Yeah, 6 playoff berths for that duo, 4 different quarterbacks. It tells you how good they were defensively.
Maybe the greatest defensive player to ever step foot on a football field.
Be careful here. Be very careful here.
Lawrence freaking Taylor.
Yeah, okay.
And Leonard Marshall, who was next. He was also, these were two guys that would stand up a lot in another 3-4. They played together from 83 and 92. I remember as a kid watching Marshall flush Joe Montana out of the pocket in the 1990 NFC. It was actually in the year of 91, but 90 NFC championship game. And then Taylor whiffs on him, and Leonard Marshall hits him from behind, pretty much ended Montana's San Francisco career. They played 10 seasons together. Get this number. 198.5 sacks. And from 1983 to 1992, including 32.5 sacks in the Super Bowl season of 1986. Mike, tell me how many sacks the Falcons had combined as a team last year.
I don't want to talk about it.
Tell me.
No.
Say the number.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
31.
Goodness gracious.
It's a soft spot. This better be good. I'm just
the
telling you.
Greatest,
you've already left off 4.
The greatest pass rush duo of all time. The Minister of Defense,
yeah,
with the man, Clyde Simmons. They were together from 86 to 92. Jerome Brown was in there for some of that before his early passing and RIP. They played 7 seasons together, 182 sacks in 7 seasons, including...
Is that good?
Including, 33 sacks in 1992, where the Minister of Defense himself, Reggie White, had 14, and Clyde Simmons had 19 sacks that year. Again, 33 sacks in one season. That is the 5 best pass rush duos of all time.
Man, let's give them a courtesy round of applause.
Okay, good job.
There was a lot of effort put in there.
There might be some names missing,
There's
though.
Definitely... Allie, some names missing. And the good news
is... Find me a duo that had a better sack season than 33 combined in one season.
The good news is we got a wake-up call coming up on the other side.
Bring it.
So the phone number is 404-726-0929. The Twitter handle is at 929morningshift. I think this guy missed at least 3 duos. And we'll get to those on the other side. Make sure you call in and let us know how you feel about his Top 5 Tuesday. Maybe you got something else you want to throw out there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.